Breaking news that the NSA has been spying on a private citizen for political reasons is definitely something that we should be taking very seriously, and I hope that we do, to the tune of dismantling the laughably and nightmarishly Orwellian tool of Big Brother and prosecuting its managers and agents for the crimes that the institution was designed to commit. But this breaking news is, in ways, not really news at all. The NSA has been spying on American citizens forever. That's what they do. We can all hope that revelations of the NSA wriggling its slimy tentacles into Tucker Carlson's life will be the straw that finally breaks this camel's back, that maybe we will now finally treat this evil organization for what it is, an evil organization designed to obliterate privacy, shred liberty, and escort us all into bondage to the almighty state that it serves. We can all hope that Americans will stop giving great evils like the NSA a pass because it operates under the flag of the USSA. We can hope. Thankfully, there are already calls to defund the NSA. Those calls are good and welcome, but if the likes of the NSA managers and agents perpetuating routine mass assaults on privacy and liberty aren't prosecuted for their crimes, then what are we? I'll tell you what we are, the USSA, as in a modern incarnation of the USSR. We're a monstrous Marxist big government construct that is even more dangerous than the old Soviet Union, because here in the USSR, we've been programmed to believe that we are free when we are in fact slaves to systems controlled by elite abusers and predators who use those systems to strip away our privacy and freedom more every day. The good news is that more and more are seeing the American lie for what it is. More and more people are realizing that the programming they've been fed by the state through government-run schools and corporate-managed pop culture is all designed to make us compliant, dependent, and easily manipulated human resources rather than the independent, capable image bearers of God that we were made to be. If the NSA was deployed against Tucker Carlson, this is not a sign of strength for the bad guys. It's not a sign of confidence on their part. It's yet another sign of desperation. Desperation because they know that the masses are awakening and that their time is short. Their window is closing. They know that with each passing day, more people are realizing that the USSA and its NSA constructs are rank evil. Evil that must be dealt with and dealt with seriously for the sake of truth, justice, and what used to be the American way. Now more than ever in this era of anti-Christian bigotry and the endgame of anti-freedom elites running the American empire, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to this channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.